Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle. I have two familiar guests here. I would like to introduce Marina, which she doesn't need an introduction. She's been on the show a long time, many times. It's been a minute, though. And my other bestie, Annette, and we'll just call her Barbie. We are going to be talking about dating in this day and age. And we're going to talk about it from the different race perspectives and the different age group perspectives and kind of what we've been experiencing and kind of how to navigate this dating tapestry that we're in right now. Because both of you know me very well, and you know I am newly getting out there on a dating app, which, you know, it's not my thing. Anybody that knows me, I really don't like it. It's very impersonal, but I figure it will be a way for me to get to meet new people and just kind of at least put myself out there, as well as really for real research purposes, for the purpose of this show. Because I am out and about in the streets a lot, so I meet people every day, but I want to, you know, cast a wider net. So without further ado, I want to give you ladies a chance to start and just share whatever's on your heart, kind of what your experiences are with the dating scene right now and kind of what you're hoping to get from it. If you think that there is some hope here, kind of where you are with everything. So I'll start with Barbie.
Oh, yay. Thanks. Where do you start? I'm a ripe young 52. So,
and fabulous, by the way.
Yes, I am. I'm not kidding. No, I'm not kidding. But, you know, I think that being that I'm a child who was born in the 70s, grew up in the 80s, you know, was in that, you know, I'm a Gen Xer, and the 90s and 80s sense of the word, where, you know, I grew up on, you know, the when Jim Carrey was starting out on Living Color and
yes,
Friends and Living Single kind of generation. So things were, I guess I could say things were different back then because social media didn't impact us. So mm-hmm. if something happened or someone had something to say, if it didn't make the paper, you know, you may not hear about it. And it's like now right. These skeletons are coming out of the closet. And of course the graveyard is the internet. So it's like, they're digging up all these dead bodies and saying, look, I got a body on the net here. I got a body on the net there. Remember when she said this in 1992? And it's like, there was nothing going, there was nothing in the way of even hearing about it in 92 until someone, you know, they talk about resurfacing. So we're very much in a climate where social media is like, you'll hear the internet wins or the social media rules. And I think that can affect a lot of what you're trying to do in your life, not just dating, but just in your life. Prince said something some years ago. He said, you know, it's okay to get on the computer, but don't let the computer get on you. And I think that that's the thing that I have to get away from. And not taking myself so seriously. What I mean by that is, to the degree that if someone decides that they're not interested in me, oh, well, and then just keep moving, because there's so many people in this world, and there's so many people in this country, and there's so many people out there. And if you're a spiritual person, then you need to tap into that, because if you don't, and your God becomes the computer, the internet, what people are doing with their hair, with their face, with their life. I just saw something today for Valentine's Day, and I was like, gosh, we really are giving people a hard time. Because this guy did this whole thing with the Louis Vuitton and the balloons and the chocolates and everything. And then he blew up these balloons and he did all this stuff. And it was nice. And I was like, that's him. And that's what he did for her. But there's this such an expectation that people have this word that makes me cringe every time I hear it, these two words, relationship goals. Why does that have to be a goal for everybody? So I think it's just a combination of this pressure that's put on if you are in a heterosexual relationship or you desire one, this pressure put on men if you're not, and you are, you know, you're not gender specific, you're non-binary, you're not into that traditional male female relationship, it's still hard, because if you let the relationship dictate your standards and what you expect, then you're always going to be disappointed. So I think that trying to navigate that, being that I am 52, being that I did not grow up on the internet, it's hard. And it's even more interesting how you're dealing with men who, from a heterosexual perspective, or from perspective of someone who's attracted to men and desire, you know, and have had relationships with men, the biggest thing to the hurdle to climb is hearing, you know, or you talk about preference, but at the same time, it's like, I see somebody my age who wants somebody half my age. That's another thing that's challenging. Mm-hmm. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, I understand you do you, mm-hmm. but every damn body. So, you know, right. it's like, okay. And what's really your reason? We have so much in common. Okay.
I'm side-eyeing.
Okay. I mean, you see examples, and there are some folks who are standing the test of time, and they're still hanging mm-hmm. in there doing their thing. And I'm like, good for you. But again, it's like, but we're not like, you know, we're not like calcifying into the ground, you know, no, we're not dry bones walking around. You know, we have life, and we have things about us as well. And a lot of things going for us. We're sexy. We're older, but we're sexy. We're experienced. So it's like, okay, help me understand that, you know, what's happening, right. where is this coming from? Dealing with guys who are tapped the fountain of youth. And it's like, do you not understand that we really don't give a damn about that? You know, we don't give a damn, you know, great, be youthful, be healthy. But it's almost like sometimes I feel like I'm running into guys who are trying to, it's like I look at their pictures and I look at what they're into, and it's like, it feels a little bit, you know, Jack Nicholson, Something's Gotta Give, if you think about that character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're trying to keep up. And it's like, why do you want somebody that you have to keep up with? And eventually, is that going to get old? If that's what you want, that's fine. But again, this is just, I'm all over the place, but that's kind of my thoughts, just doing a brain dump.
Well, I think it's beautiful. Before we even get into Marina's perspective, you have three generations represented here. Well, we're in the same generation, but I'm 40s, you're 50s, she's late 30s. So it's something that transcends all of our lives daily, because it's not just a challenge that you're facing because you're 52, or I'm facing because I'll be 45, or you're facing because you're 39 going on 40. It's literally something that is happening, and it goes beyond race, it goes beyond gender, it goes beyond age group, and it's something that is, it's a very odd dynamic to me. I, like you, I'll be 45 this year, and I, like you, grew up, was born 79, grew up in the 80s, 90s was my sweet spot. You know, that's when I really was a teenager and living my best life in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And I just don't recall it being so challenging. Yeah. And you have three different types of women presented here, and three different, you know, upbringings and backgrounds and experiences. And it's just like, it's across the board. And I think that when we look into social media, it has to be something that has to be said about that being a common denominator, because there is such a vast majority of selection out there that I feel like people are becoming so particular, as if, you know, it's, they don't see the value in what's right in front of their face, because they're like, oh, well, if it don't work out with you, I can just go get me another one. I'll just go back on my profile and find me another person. And it's a challenge. And for me, as a spiritual woman, sorry, my books fell.
Yeah, you say spiritual woman, your books tip over, as you're saying.
I know, right? If you don't have your copy, get your copy, Voice of a Victim. shameless plug. but anyway, as a spiritual woman, I know that for me, I am willing to hold out for the right person. And when I say the right person, it's not all this external stuff that you mentioned, like that the guys are looking for women half their age as if that's a means to keeping them, their vitality alive. What I'm looking for are more intangible internal things. Yes, the external works. I mean, it matters because let's be clear. You are attracted to what you're attracted to. You're not attracted to what you're not attracted to. But for me, as I've gotten older, my focus has been more on the internal things and the character of a person more than it is how much money you make, what kind of car you drive, you know, all of these other external things. Because what I've learned in my journey is those things can change in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
You can be a billionaire today and broke tomorrow. It just depends. Like, so if that's what your foundation is based on, then your foundation is not based on anything that lasts, because all of this physical stuff that we attain, you know, we want to attain in life. Yes, it matters while we're on this earth, but at the end of the day, that's not what's going to be the thing that's going to make your relationship successful. And that's just from my perspective. So Marina, I want to give you an opportunity to have the floor and tell me what it's like in your late 30s as a Jewish, a Russian woman. What are some of the things that you're dealing with? Because I know what we're dealing with in the Black community.
Right. I mean, well, thank you for having me here. And Annette, finally, nice to meet you. I think, like you said, right, at the end of the day, it's really not about the race or the gender, right? Because you mm-hmm. know better than everyone else that we pretty much grew up in a similar environment. You know, like, I wouldn't say religious, but closed mm-hmm. off, I would say, to the world, like more conservative. But at the end of the day, it comes down to having a relationship with yourself first, because mm-hmm. I could say easily without even asking anybody that every single woman here has been, you know, well, I guess growing up expecting or expected to be perfect for everybody else. We have to be a certain way, listen to certain things, you know, talk a certain way. That
it's okay.
Right. Dress up, you know. You should be seen and not heard. And if you're seen, it has to be a certain way. You basically do not have your own personality. So after we start feeling like, okay, I have to get married. Okay, I also have to have kids. I also have to have like eventually a great job and a house, whatever. It's all external things that are important. But until we, I guess, unfortunately go through them, we will not see what is really best for us. Because once we remove ourselves from everyone else and live alone, even if it's with a husband and then have a family, we're not going to think for ourselves. At least that's what it was for me. Mm-hmm. So like, yes, I'm going to be thankful, you know, this year 40, but to me, relationships is, I'm finally happy that I have a relationship with myself. Mm-hmm. I no longer care about anybody's opinion because it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. What they think, because you're not in my shoes, even though like I have a twin and you have a twin also, right, Erica?
Mm-hmm.
Annette, yep. Do you have a twin that we should know about?
No, Annette doesn't have a twin.
Okay.
Yeah, actually I'm a Gemini. That's enough twin for
well,
me.
That's good. So twin it is. You know, even if we have a twin, it's still a different personality.
Absolutely.
You're still an individual person. So like mm-hmm. I wish it could be like I make a mistake and she pays the price, but that's not how it works. So you know, you.
Dang, Irina, did you hear that?
Yeah, listen, she's used to it. We used to, you know, blame each other, but it doesn't work like that when you get older. So having a relationship with yourself is important. Right now, my relationships are more like it's either dealing with mama's boys or dealing with men who are just either too controlling, also do not have a relationship with themselves. They just want someone because they see you a certain way. You're like, oh my God, mm-hmm. you're perfect. But I could yes. be a psycho. You don't know anything about me. You just see me on a physical level and the spiritual
connection. I want it.
Right. Yeah. The spiritual connection is the same thing for me. If you can't hear my spirit, it doesn't matter what I say. I could be a liar and it's going to work, but that's not what I want. So I guess we're
pretty much on the same path. It's interesting that you brought that up because that's a very, very, very important point. And I talk about it all the time on this podcast. I talk about it on my life coaching website and all of that stuff on my YouTube. It's so important to learn how to love yourself. And that's a necessary process. And I feel like one of the reasons why dating is so challenging in this day and age is because people are avoiding doing the work of sometimes you just have to sit with yourself. And learn yourself. And if you don't go through that process, then you not being okay with yourself, it's nobody else's responsibility to fill that void. You have to learn how to be your own cheerleader, be your own advocate, be your own person that dates yourself. And you have to learn how to do that stuff. Yeah, they can't, because you're looking for something in someone instead of looking internal. And I feel like a lot of people don't want to do the work. They're okay, or they become complacent in their brokenness. And you can't get to be our age and not have had your heart broken, not have had disappointment, not have had rejection. You can't get to be our age and not have experienced that. But what you do with what you've learned is the key. And people tend to stay stuck in, oh, well, that person hurt me, so I'm never going to let anybody get into my heart anymore. At least that's what I'm finding. I find that the men that it's one or two things. And I laugh about this because I tell each of you this about my journey on this whole dating site thing. I either find men that fall in love with me really quickly because they love everything that I bring, my personality, you know, the fact that I've got my stuff together in their eyes, or I find the guys that are emotionally unavailable. And it's because they built up these walls and these barriers to their heart so that they think that they're protecting themselves. But in actuality, the same wall you built to protect yourself is the same wall you're building, you're putting in the way of you being able to meet the right person that's going to love you right where you are. And until you get to that point as an individual, you're just going to keep bringing your baggage into the lives of other people. And that's what society has been doing, at least from my perspective. And it's very sad, because self-love and learning how to be okay being by yourself is a necessary part of that process. You cannot avoid being by yourself and filling that void up with sleeping with a bunch of different people. That's why people sleep around so much, because you're missing something. You're trying to fill a void. You're trying, and you say, oh, no, I just like it, blah, blah, blah. No, if you're really honest with yourself and you really take a good look at yourself in the mirror, people that do that, when you overindulge, it's because you're trying to replace that with something that's missing. And you'll never get that with fly-by-night hookups and non-committed, not serious relationships. And when I say not committed, that doesn't mean just monogamous. You could be polyamorous and be committed, because I know several polyamorous couples that are committed to the people that they're with. But what I'm saying is you have to deal with you. And I think that is the problem. People are not willing to go deep and deal with their pain and their rejection and their heartbreak and their hurt that they've experienced from past relationships. So they've come into the dating scene with such a negative mindset. And then you spew all of that out on people that are, they're not even deserving of that, because they've not done anything to you. It's not their fault. You know, I'm not the one that broke your heart, so why do I have to pay for that person? And yeah. So for me personally, on my journey, one of the things that I told God this, I said, Lord, I'm never going to make another man pay for something that a previous partner did to me. Any man that I'm with and I hook up with, or I connect with, or I start a relationship with, he's going to have to make his own mistakes that he's going to deal with. I'm not going to make him pay for what my past has done, because it's not fair. And I wish more people would have that mentality and that mindset. So when we talk about self-care and self-love, I want to go back to that. Barbie will be back. there you are. I want to go back to that self-care. Can you talk a little bit?